And it's interesting because many people in Subud today don't want to be publicly identified as Subud members. So there's the feeling that it's obscure or that some people think it's a cult. And yet we're talking 1972, and you're a Navy guy, and you know, the Navy doesn't always have the most liberal people in it, and yet you were open enough to be interested in something like Subud. Can you speak to how, what was it about you that made something like Subud be able to speak to you?
I don't know, but I do know that a couple months later, we went to our first Subud Congress. I think it was a U.S. Congress at the George Washington Hotel in New York City. And I walked in. Now, I was a very conservative naval officer. I had a degree from Princeton, a very straight type of person, okay? And I walked in there, and I thought I had joined a hippie cult. And I could not believe it, you know? And a guy by the name of Francis Von Collar saw me and recognized what was going on. Uh-huh. And he grabbed me and we went into a room. And he talked to me for about 4 or 5 hours. And I came out of there and said to myself, if I can become more human like that person is, I'm willing to give this organization 30 years. And I made a pledge to myself at that time that I was going to stay with it. There was just something about Francis that was unbelievable. I'd never seen that in another human being. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time that I just totally dismissed what was going on around me and got out of the judgment mode and said, there's something here that's really important to me.
What was about, what qualities do you remember that he had?
I don't know. I can't put my finger and list boom, 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 but he was one huge...
I think in the Navy, there wasn't a lot of genuineness in people. You know, there was a lot of shows. Officers, they had to act like they knew what they were doing, you know. It was somewhat judgmental. I don't think anybody was really willing. Women more so, less of a problem, but the men, I don't think you ever genuinely got to a, how are you, you know, inside.
And we went through, I grew up in the Presbyterian Church, although my mother was Catholic and my father didn't attend church, but there was a Presbyterian Church at the end of the block. And then when I got older, I was studied under a Catholic and what have you. And I left the Catholic Church one day on Bainbridge that I'd gone. The priest was up there lambasting this nudist colony that was on the island and said that nobody should associate with these people. I thought that was a little bit
or
strange.
Their children.
But
or
then
children.
He said, and their children, don't have your children associate with these kids. And I thought about that for about a half a second. And I stood up and gave him the reserve salute, turned right, and that was the last time.
What's the reserve salute?
Well, in other words, shove it.
See you.
And so we eventually got married in the Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. But we were not active churchgoers. That doesn't mean that I didn't have these principles, but I couldn't connect with what was going on church-wise. But then when we got into Subud, I was connecting.
You were connecting to spirituality or?
Something was changing within me. I was starting to, I don't know, discover myself much more.